Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Peter 1 and verse 7, he says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes. You know, the Bible tells us there's coming a time when even the very elements of this earth are going to melt with fervent heat. Somebody said, you believe in global warming? No, I go beyond that. I believe in global melting. And he said, gold, as precious as it is, even the elements, it's all gone. And yet, your faith is going to remain and survive all of that. It's more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire. Now look at this last part. That it might be found, what might be found? Our faith be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Hold on. Who's going to praise our faith? Who's going to honor our faith? God counts faith most precious. To Him, it is very precious. And you got to remember who we're talking about. The creator of the universe, the heavens and the earth. And out of all the things that He's created, to Him, faith is so valuable and so precious that it is the thing it's impossible to please Him without. Faith is actually rare in the earth. A lot of people think it's common. They think, well, look at all these churches and look at all. No. It's so rare that the scripture says, Jesus talked about, when the Son of Man returns, shall He find faith in the earth? Religion is common. That's not the same thing as faith. Now, go with me to the book of Hebrews 11, the great faith chapter. And I believe you'll see something maybe that hadn't stood out to you as much. You'll see the continuity of this thought throughout this whole chapter. That God is witness. And God bears testimony to our faith. Hebrews 11 and 1. Isn't the Lord good to us to give us such good things? And open our eyes and bless us. You might think it's funny if you could, yesterday we flew in and got here afternoon sometime. And I went home. I was tired. And I took a nap and ate and got up. I'm by myself at the house. Phyllis is preaching in Branson today. And later at the night, 10, 11, 12 o'clock, 1, 2 o'clock, I'm at the desk studying. And if you'd have come up behind me, you might have been amused by somebody. Once in a while, I just go, glory to God. Lord, that's good. Oh, that's good. Thank you for giving that to us. Because truth and revelation does not originate with me or any man or woman. Right. It comes through us. Yes. Comes from Him. Yes. And through us. And we'd have nothing and couldn't see or know it unless He revealed it. Unless He gave it to us. But aren't you thankful?
Yes.
I'm thankful.
Yes.
That He shows us things.
Yes.
And gives us. They're rich. They're precious. They're valuable. And what do they do for us? What comes by the hearing of His anointed word?
Faith.
The very thing we're talking about that is so precious to God and pleases Him so much that God Himself will testify about it. In time to come.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God.
We talked about the Lord acknowledging and saying, yeah, you know, Keith is one of mine, or your name, Bob, Susie, who's one of mine. Yeah. But what else is going to go along with that? The Lord is going to say, their faith is real. Their faith in me, their faith in the Father, their faith in the blood, their faith in what I've said is genuine. It's authentic. It's been proven in, it was proven in the earth for 70 years, whatever it was that you walk. It was proven in the earth. It was demonstrated over and over. Their faith has passed the test.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Like gold refined in the fire, the impurities burn out, and what's left is pure gold.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you and I, we've been through the fire, we've been through the wind, we've been through the flood, the trial of our faith. Come on, are you listening? And when we come out, nothing but pure faith.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Pure faith. Pure faith that is so... Now, this is not temporal, this is eternal. You will have this faith and it'll continue to develop and grow a million years from now. You'll still have it. It'll just increase and grow. But it is so precious, this pure faith, that God Himself will acknowledge it and praise it like we acknowledged Him down here and praised Him in front of evil and adulterous generation. We don't care if they mock and scoff and laugh. If somebody's making fun of you, you just think about what it's going to be in that day when you get there. You can just zone out and go to your happy place. That's right. Any ugly thing that people say, you just keep thinking, consider the source. What in the world do they know about it? They don't have a clue. Because if they did, they'd be over here with me. Right? They'd be over here with me. They'd be one of them. Now notice this. Anybody read Hebrews 11 before?
Yes.
What's the theme of it?
Faith.
But you'll notice something else is a companion theme with the subject of faith here. Notice, see if you recognize it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Keep going. For by it, by faith, the elders did what? Obtained a good report. Now this word report is the same word sometimes translated testify or testimony. Young's literal translation says it like that. In this were the elders testified of. Listen to the Amplified. Verse 2. By faith, the men of old had divine testimony borne to them and obtained a good report. Who testified about them? Well, in this book right here, whose testimony is this? See, so much of this is, we know it's God's word, but so much of it is God's witness about Moses, Abraham, David. Is that right?
Yes.
This is the old what?
Testament.
What?
Testament.
What's a testament?
Testimony.
Record of a testimony.
Yeah.
Who gives a testimony? Witness. And so whose witness and testimony is this?
God's.
And what's he testifying about? Hebrews 11 is a summary of all these accounts throughout the Word of God there. And that God was bearing divine testimony to them. Verse 4. This just keeps coming up through this chapter. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he did what? He obtained what? Witness that he was righteous. Who was the witness that he was righteous? God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead yet speaks. Abel hadn't been on the earth in a long, long, long time. And yet, the faith of Abel is still being witnessed, being testified by God himself.
Amen.
Why are we talking about it today? Because God testified about it, had it recorded in this book, and reminded us of it today.
Thank you, Lord.
Now here's a thought. Reckon he values your faith.
Sure he does.
Like he does Abel's.
Yes.
You know he does. He's no respecter of persons. If you'll have faith like Abel, God will respect it and testify about it just like he did him. Some people scoff and mock about offerings, but it just shows their ignorance. What did God testify about? Read it specifically. God testified of what? His gifts. You know what the first murder on the planet was over? An offering. That's how serious this thing is. Why? Because where your treasure is, there's your heart. It reveals your heart. And so Cain, the Bible said he came and brought some stuff. It didn't even describe it. So the indication is something he could live without. But Abel, he brought of the fat of the flock and the best. As I say sometimes, he went out to the flock and he looked and, you know, there's all his sheep and there's JJ and he's a great sheep, but he's got one ear that flops over a little bit, you know, and looked over here and Boo-Boo's a good sheep, but Boo-Boo's one leg's a little bit shorter than the other, kind of walks funny. And he kept looking through the flock and then he saw... How'd you know who it was? Fluffy. He saw Fluffy is the prettiest sheep in 9 counties. Fluffy had 9 blue ribbons. Fluffy. There ain't no sheep around like Fluffy. And Abel said, God is getting Fluffy. I'm giving Fluffy to God. Why don't people give better? It's got nothing to do with what they can afford. It's got to do with what they love most.
Amen.
Come on, can you see this? It's about your heart. It's about your faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.